curious explorers get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler. Your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler, Casey.
A big thanks to Teresa for that amazing, awesome intro. All right, so just a quick update. Things happen, and it's all good, so fear not, dear listeners. I'm here to navigate the enchanting world of podcasting and have an amazing blast with all of you. So grab your swords. Of course, just the metaphorical ones, not the real ones. Gotta be careful. And let's conquer these new awesome adventures and slay those dragons. All right, adventure seekers. Today, we're diving into a tropical paradise that's close to my heart, and that is Lanikai. It's on the breathtaking island of Oahu, Hawaii. We're about to explore this hidden gem with its two iconic peaks rising from the Pacific, like nature's own skyscrapers. Finding Lanikai Beach is like a tropical treasure hunt. You follow the iconic Lanikai monument yelling, "Lanikai!" at you. Parking is a bit of an adventure too, but fear not. Just play by the rules, or your car might take an unplanned vacation. Ready to uncover the secrets of this hidden gem?
Yes.
Let's dive into the adventure. Let's use our imaginations. So you're on a sandy beach with the clear blue waves gently hugging the shore. And in the distance, you spot two majestic peaks called the Mokulele Islands, or the Mokes, as the locals call them. They're not just mountains. They're the headliners of this adventure, commanding your attention like rock stars on stage. Today, we're taking a hike that's not just a walk in the park, but a journey through history, nature, and graffiti-covered bunkers like a rebellious art project. Add an extra dash of cool to the journey, it's like stumbling upon a secret gallery in the heart of nature. It's such an amazing place. And we got to see this breathtaking rainbow. It's like it couldn't have been planned any better. It was so amazing. You can see in one of the pictures in the cover. If you could have a Lanikai pet, what would it be? A talking parrot with insider beach gossip. B, a laid-back sea turtle for slow and steady vibes. C, a surfing cat with a knack for catching waves. Or D, a dolphin to swim with to keep you entertained. Ooh, I think a surfing cat would be super cool. Or maybe a dolphin, because I've always wanted to swim with the dolphins, and that would be really amazing. Imagine having a dolphin for a pet. Of course, I would have it outside, not in an aquarium inside. It would still be my pet. It would come to see me every day, and I think that would be so much fun. Also, I feel like you see surfing dogs a lot more, but cats? It's extremely rare. I might have seen one surfing cat in a video, but that's it. So that would be amazing. But first, I guess I would have to learn how to surf, or maybe take some lessons from my sister who's lived in Hawaii for a very long time. As you embark on this ridge hike, prepare to be captivated by an extremely breathtaking 360-degree view panorama revealing stunning ocean and mountain views stretching as far as your eyes can wander. Just imagine that. It's incredible seeing it firsthand. Joined by my sis and our friend, we hit the Kaiwa Ridge Trail with excitement levels through the roof. My sister had been there before, but I never had. So imagine a blend of laughter, some fun, friendly chit-chat, and moments where the ocean's turquoise hues practically slapped us awake. This ain't your grandma's Sunday stroll. This is a scramble through a technicolor world and wonderland that'll leave you breathless and your calves questioning your life choices. Seriously, it's an adrenaline-pumping, potentially knee-scraping, heart-thumping dance with the landscape. The trail throws in some steep surprises. As I said, there's some scrambling involved, so you'll be scrambling up that trail like a bunch of geckos on a mission. You've got to keep your wits about you. But, oh man, the views are worthy every careful step of the way. Lanikai and Kailua spread out like a postcard, and it's like standing in the middle of a kaleidoscope, each turn offering a new burst of colors. And let me tell you, those colors are incredible. Now let me hit you with a little Lanikai trivia. Did you know that Lanikai translates to heavenly ocean? I mean, could you ask for a more perfect name for this slice of paradise? It's like walking into a postcard, but with a whole lot more sunscreen. Definitely bring the sunscreen. Sunburns are really not exciting and so rough, so I absolutely give you this tip to bring sunscreen on this journey. So our trek turns into a hike up the Pillbox Trail, named after these old military bunkers that are on that landscape. They were built during the World War II, and rumor has it they were on the lookout for an invasion of Aloha Spirit, but they only found breathtaking views. Just kidding, they were definitely used for World War II, and that's not something to joke about. I just like to make a little bit light of things, you know. I love Hawaii, and I think it's such an amazing place, and there is an interesting history about it, for sure. So definitely don't take me wrong. Now, for a little more on these pillboxes, they've traded their military duty for a more colorful one. They are now canvases for the local street artists. You'll find vibrant graffiti that adds an extra pop to the panoramic scenes. It's like hiking through an outdoor art gallery, and trust me, it's insta-worthy. As we're climbing this awesome pillbox trail, let me drop a fun joke to keep those spirits high. Why did the surfer bring a ladder to Lanikai? Any guesses? Because he heard the waves were on another level, and he wanted to climb up to catch the perfect one. All right, back to the adventure. The hike isn't just about the bunkers, though. It's a stairway to heaven. Once you reach the top, the view will leave you breathless. The moats, the turquoise sea, and the lush landscape, it's like Mother Nature herself is putting on a show. And here's a pro tip for our fellow hikers. Pack a picnic. Find a cozy spot at the summit, lay out a blanket, and enjoy some local treats while soaking in the beauty around you. It's a meal with a million-dollar view. A Lanikai feast for the senses. I wonder what would be good to take on a picnic. Maybe some poke? That's if you enjoy fish. That would be awesome if you can get some nice fishy treats to enjoy on your picnic. Or maybe some barbecue pork, some rice, maybe an acai bowl. That would be good also. That's really awesome. It's like a smoothie with fruit in a bowl, maybe with oats or something, like granola. Yeah, very yummy. Ooh, man, I am getting so hungry just thinking of that. What would you take with you on a picnic in Hawaii, seeing this amazing, extraordinary view? If you're up for a hike that's equal parts adventure and eye candy, Kaiwa Ridge is the place to be. Trust me, you won't find views like these in your ordinary travel brochure. Anywhere else around you, maybe. Unless you're very lucky and have an incredible view wherever you are. So now, before we wrap up, let me leave you with one more funny joke to take on your journey with you. Why did the sun go to Lanikai? Because it wanted to get a tangible taste of paradise. Oh, thank you. I know, so funny. Just kidding. That's it for today's episode of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. I hope Lanikai has earned a spot on your travel bucket list. If you would like to answer the fun questions you hear on this podcast, or share some of your fun or interesting stories about your own adventures, please feel free to email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com, and your story just might be featured on a future episode. I'm going to include my freebie, which is full of amazing travel tips, so you do not want to miss that. Check that out. And also, I've just released a new mythical creature coloring book, and that's on Amazon, so you can have a look and see what you think. Maybe suggest it to a friend or someone that loves mythical creatures if they enjoy them, or if you do too. Speaking of mythical creatures, next week's creature is going to be Menahune. That is actually native straight out of Hawaii. You do not want to miss it. And I would like to thank Teresa again for my amazing intro. I would love to thank Kevin McLeod for the incredible music. And also, I would like to thank Zapsplat for the fun sounds through the podcast episode. All right, until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and may your adventure be as wild as a Hawaiian sunset, which you do not want to forget or miss if you're ever in Hawaii. Absolutely check it out. Your mind will be blown. And that's a wrap for today's episode, my adventurous listeners. Keep rocking those awesome adventures, stay safe on your journeys, and don't forget to watch out for those cryptids and creatures of legend, for they may be lurking in unknown places and remain unseen forevermore. Don't forget to enjoy the incredible travel gems our beautiful world has to offer. Until next time, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and as always, stay curious. Safe travels, my friends. Aloha, everyone.